Part B. Imagine you're moving to a new country on the other side of the world. Not only will you find geographical and cultural changes, you will also find that the language may be completely different. You will know the difference, but how about your pets? A brain researcher at a university in Budapest, Laura Cuella, had the same question when it came to her own two dogs. When I moved from Mexico to Hungary to start my postdoc research, she says, all was new for me. Obviously here, people in Budapest speak Hungarian, which was completely different for me. The language was also new to her two dogs, Kun Kun and Odin. People are super friendly with dogs in Budapest, and my dogs, they are interested in interacting with people, Cuella says. But then I wondered, did they also notice people here spoke a different language? Cuella set out to find the answer. She and her colleagues designed an experiment with 18 volunteer dogs, including her two border collies, to see if they could differentiate between two languages. Kun Kun and Odin were used to hearing Spanish, while the other dogs were used to Hungarian. The dogs sat still within an MRI machine, while listening to an excerpt from the story, The Little Prince. They heard one version in Spanish and another in Hungarian. Then the scientists analyzed the dog's brain activity. The researchers were looking for brain regions that showed a different activity pattern for one language versus the other. They found that the secondary auditory cortex, which is a higher-level processing region of the brain when it comes to hearing, showed different activity patterns for the familiar language and the unfamiliar language. The activity pattern difference between the two languages suggests that the dog's brains can differentiate between these two languages. This is the very first brain imaging study that shows a non-human brain can discriminate between languages. The study also found that older dogs' brains showed bigger differences in brain activity between the two languages, perhaps because older dogs have more experience listening to human language. Amritha Malakarjan, a researcher at the Penn Vet Working Dog Center in Philadelphia, has been working on similar research about dogs and language. I think it is a very exciting study, because it shows that the ability to grasp the sounds and rhythms of a familiar language is something accessible to non-humans, she said. And while this work relied on brain imaging, Malakarjan said it would be worth investigating whether dogs could differentiate between languages in behavioral studies, too. Whether they would behaviorally show a difference between Spanish and Hungarian, or whether this is something more subtle, because often with neural studies, you can find differences that don't play out in the behavior. You could try a version of this test at home. Start talking to your dog in a language they have never heard, and they might look surprised.